Today's share in the Dershim Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, Be'ezus Hashem, finishing off Simen Tof Kuf Nun Beis and starting Tof Kuf Nun Gimel. We begin on the second line with Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ein Omrim Tchina Erev Tisha B'Av B'Mincha. We don't say Tachnun on Erev Tisha B'Av by Mincha time, because this is Erev of a Yontif, Mishum Dikrei Moed, because Tisha B'Av itself, we don't say Tachlin, because it's the status of a Moed. Be'ezus Hashem, it will be a great holiday for the Jewish people when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. And therefore, we don't say it on Erev Tisha B'Av as well. The Shari Tshuva brings down over here in the asterisk, Dibra Maskel, Ein Omrim Techina, tells us from the Igros Haramaz, you are allowed to say Tikkun Chatzos, even though it has various psukim in it. But you don't say certain mizmorim inside of it, and he says that's my minhag as well. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Vimu Shabbos, if Erev Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, Ein Omrim Tzidkosra. He brings down from the Maril and the Minhagim that we do not say Tzidkosra Tzedek at that time as well, just like in any Erev Yontif. The equivalent of Tzidkosra and Tachdun often go together. The Mishneh Berurah adds in Sivkot Lamed, Vimchol Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, we say by Shachris, Omrim Avarachamin, and he brings down the name of the El Yeraba. Because of Prima God, the Mishneh Berurah Tov Kuf Nun Tes, the Yesh Lomar, the Gam Kimaskir in the Shomos. For those places that say Kel Mole on Shabbos morning, they have the minhag to say Maskir in the Shomos. So Osan Hanogim Lahaskir B'chol Shabbos. If they say it every Shabbos, they can say it on Shabbos Tisha B'Av as well. This concludes the beautiful Siman Tof Kuf Nun Beis, and now we begin Tof Kuf Nun Gimel, which is Din Su'uda Hamafsekes, Ubo Beis Sifin. Now, it's a little bit surprising the name over here, because we already dealt a lot with the Halachos of Su'uda Hamafsekes, and this actually doesn't deal that much with it, but we begin with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Afa Pishocha Su'uda Hamafsekes, even though you ate the Su'uda Hamafsekes, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to eat anything after that. Mutu lachzulech, a person is still allowed to eat or drink after the Su'uda Hamafsekes, unless, Ela imken kibel ala beferish, unless he explicitly stated, shelo lech ala dayom, that I do not wish to eat anymore because of the tainus. The Mishneh Berurah explains the Sivkot Aleph, Vuadin, likewise, the halach would apply, im omar, shemakabel ala tainus. If the person says, I hereby accept upon myself, Tisha B'Av, I accept upon myself the tainus, kam kinos, and then he's not allowed to eat anymore either, because devadai kavanoso, shelo lech ala dayom, because his kavani is that in that situation, I do not wish to eat anymore by saying I accept upon myself the tainus, and therefore it's us for him to eat. However, the Ramah says, Hago, the Kabbalah belev eino Kabbalah. Just thinking this in your heart, that doesn't make it into a Kabbalah, unless, elatzarech lotzio b'svasim, unless you explicitly stated it, you verbalized it, then this takes effect. Otherwise, what you have in your heart, the Ramah says, doesn't make a difference in this halacha. If you thought that you're accepting the tanis in your heart, or you thought you're not going to eat anymore, you're still allowed to go and eat. He brings down the name of the Beis Yosef and the name of Tosos. The Mishneh Berurah brings down posim that disagree. Vabach kosav sivkot and beis. The Mishneh Berurah says vabach kosav the heavy kabbalah. The Bach says no. Even a kabbalah b'leiv is a kabbalah, and this is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. L'kein hiskim hagroa b'biuro. The issue footnote 1 explains that according to the Vilna Gaon, the reason why it's a kabbalah is he says it's a neder. Shadina shel kabbalah's tainis, that accepting upon yourself a tainis is like a neder of tztaka or a neder on korbanos, and these are chal even b'leiv. Therefore, the Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, according to these poskim, v'asar oz komash asar b'tisha b'av. Once one accepts upon himself the tainus, whether it was verbalizing it like the Ramah says, or belev like the Bach and the Gra, it's asar to do all the things that it's asar to do on tisha b'av, with one exception, chutz minila sandal, the mutu. You're still allowed to keep your shoes on. You don't have to take your shoes off yet at this point in time. And the reason is, to have a kilu histam b'feirish chutz mizeh, because it's as if you specifically stated, I'm accepting upon myself all the dinim of tisha b'av, except taking off my shoes. However, avolam lo kibel belibo lisanos, afilo belev, if a person didn't accept upon himself to fast, not even in his heart, so ella, shagoma bedaito shalechel, he said, oh, I'm full, think that's enough, so then that's not accepting upon yourself the tainus, and if you change your mind, eino klum, it's nothing, umuta afilo bechil, can eat and certainly drink. However, he brings down, mikomakom, nochon yosu lahasnos befevish, he says it's preferable and optimal to specifically state, after the Su'uda Hamafsekes, if you wish to eat and drink, I hereby declare, befe o belev, either verbalize it, or at least in your heart, she'enu makabel lova tainis, I do not accept upon myself the tainis yet, ad banish washos, until it becomes a twilight period of time after the Shkia. The Shaar HaTzion in Oz Hei, brings down from the Magen Avraham this din, and he adds the Prima Gadim brings the reasoning for it, and also the Machzis HaShekel, which you can see in Dirshu footnote number 2, that this is a concern, Sheish Lachu Shemo Kibel Belev, because maybe you did accept it in your heart, and that would be a real Kabbalah, and now you forgot about it. So therefore, if you specifically state, I do not accept upon myself the Tainus, it's unlikely that you are going against what you may have thought previously in your heart. That's the first teretz. The second explanation is brought down from the Machzis HaShekel. He says, because the Kabbalah acceptance in Klai Yisrael is that when a person stops eating, it means he's accepting the tainus. That would be the default position. And therefore, to go against that default position, it would be optimal to preferably say, I do not yet accept upon myself the tainus. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Zayin, brings down, V'imchol Tisha B'av Shabbos, or B'echa B'av Shabbos, when Tisha B'av is on Shabbos or on Sunday. So, in other words, Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'av, Ein Tzarech L'Sanos. You don't have to go make any tonight that I still accept upon myself, allowing myself to eat. Because, given the Osul Haros Ina B'Shabbos, since you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, Mistam Alon Eskabi L'Havsik L'Shem HaTayin. So, even if you stopped eating, you didn't have any Kabbalah B'Lev, and it's not considered that you are accepting the fast. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Tisha B'av Leilo K'yomul Chodover. The night of Tisha B'av is the same dinim as the day of Tisha B'av. Vein Ochlin Elami Bojom. And you have to stop eating before the end of the day. Ubein Hashmashos, during the twilight period after the Shkia, before the Tzeis HaKochavim. This is called the Bein Hashmashos period of time. Ubein Hashmashlo, the Bein Hashmashos of Tisha B'av, Osir K'yom Kippur. It has the same halachic status as like on Yom Kippur, and it's Osir to go and eat then. What about all the other Inuyim? So that we'll see in a second. So the Mishabura says in Siv Katan Gimel, Hainu, this is true, Bein Bechnisah, so this is the Bein Hashmashos at the start of Yom Kippur, and this is also Ubein Yitzhiyah, so this is the Bein Hashmashos at the end of Yom Kippur. The issue footnote number 3 says, what about to be Machmer during the Bein Hashmashos regarding sitting on a low stool, or are you still allowed to sit on a table? So he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Azza, that's out, Shasvarin Osenesh Ein Lahachim Zeh, that you don't have to be Machmer. Why? The Issa Yeshiva is only a Minah. And therefore, the minhagim don't necessarily apply during the Bein Hashmashos. And he adds, Mikol Makom, Yesh Livdok Mikol Makom, Im Ein Lehem Minog Yaduah B'Dorzeh. But if the place has a definite minhag not to go sit, then you shouldn't sit. But you should check that out. But if they don't have a definite minhag, Rav Azza Zatzal says, you're allowed to sit on a regular chair. On the other hand, the Sefer Salmas Chaim brings down Lechatchila, Royally Zarbezeh. One shouldn't sit on a chair during the Bein Hashmashos period of time. And this also is the opinion of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. He says, Medum, it appears to me, Shenoagim lesor me'ashkia, that one shouldn't sit on a chair already from the Shkia. Af kishein minog yadua, yesh lahanig kain. And this is especially true when there is no set minog. If everybody had the minog that you're allowed to sit, so maybe it'll be different. But if you don't have a set minog, and certainly if you do have a set minog not to sit on a chair, then you shouldn't. He says, Kivan, shesa minog, leishav alakarka, nog bizman shemakon nubochim. He says the reason why he prefers that you not sit on a chair because people are already starting to say kina. Some shuls daven ma'ariv early. And therefore, this is already the zman for bechi and kina, and therefore you shouldn't be sitting on a chair. The issue footnote number 4 points out that regarding all Tanesim, we have this din. So what's special about Tisha B'av? All Tanesim reality during the Bein Hashmashos period of time, on the day of the Tainus itself, and that you have to fast until Tzeis HaKochavim. So what's special over here? So he brings down that Tisha B'av still is different than the other Tanesim, because Tisha B'av is a dinner in the Gemara that you shouldn't eat then, and Machmirim is called Dini HaTainus Gam B'Sveiko, and you have to be Machmir al Sofik. As opposed to the other Tanesim, it's just a minog not to eat then. Technically, you could eat then, and therefore, the only reason that we don't eat then is because of the chashash that we're not sure exactly when the Bein Hashmashos is. According to Rav Yossi, it's Herif Ayin. It's just a split second. So therefore, to be choshish for that shita, we are strict on every other tainus, but it's not mi'etzem hadin. Mishnah Berurah then continues and he says, Avol ein tzorach lahos v'lehem. There is no din of Tosefes Tisha B'av like there is a din of Tosefes Yom HaKippur. In the Shaar Tzion Os Tes, he brings down, Ochein, however, im ispalal arvis mi bojom. If a person daven marav early, Mimela, cholul of a tainus, then the tainus is already accepted when you daven marv, even if you daven before the shkia, for also lechol, and you're not allowed to eat. And he brings it down in the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger, which you can see in Dirshu footnote number 5, who explains that the reasoning behind this is, im yakdim lahabdil mibod yom. If a person would make havdalah early, so then tainus would start after you made havdalah, so Rabbi Kiva Eger says, likewise, if you daven marv, so the tainus starts at the point that you make marv. However, if this person says beferish, any makabel of us tainus, I'm not accepting the tainus yet. So if a yashas that sal brings down yesh lahakush lo tichol of a tainus, in that situation the tainus doesn't come when you daven marv. The Mishnah continues and says, "Ayin le'el and simin reish samach aleph de beyarnu de beinash moshes nikwa mishishoko achamo." There are a lot of different discussions as to when a beinash moshes is, and he's saying we're working here with the assumption of the shita that the beinash moshes starts at the time of the shkia sachama v'adim inyanenu, and that's how we're describing this over here as well. Now we go to the Rambah. The Rambah says, "Hagah umutu birichitzo v'sicha unilas asandal abeinash moshes." Here the Rambah specifically states that you're allowed to go still and wash up. You're allowed to anoint yourself, and you're allowed to still wear shoes during this period of time until the Bein HaShemashos starts. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet explains, Kavar Kosavna, we already mentioned previously, Dim Kibel, a lovely Acher, Shif Seudaso, if you did accept the Tainis, Shalol Echolo, that you're not going to eat anymore, Mimela also Ruchitza V'Sicha Gamki, then it likewise applies that you can't do Ruchitza and Sicha if you accepted upon yourself the Tainis. V'Davko Kesha Kibel, a love, Ha'ho Sofo, Miplaga Minchulamalo. This, that you can accept upon yourself the tainis early, is only if you do it after Plaga Mincha, that 1 1/4 hours in the halfway point of Mincha Ketana, which we discussed previously. So as long as it's after Plaga Mincha, so then you can accept upon yourself the tainis earlier. Ha-Kodmul came, but before that, Lav Kabot, you can't accept upon yourself the tainis earlier than Plaga Mincha. Umad Kibel Beperish, Kibel Vesulo, and only what you actually accepted is that time of the times, but nothing else. So if you accepted it at the Plaga Mincha, but 20 minutes after the Plaga Mincha, so that's when the tainis starts, not earlier, and only what you accept upon yourself at that point in time. You can specify what you're accepting, what you're not accepting. That is what is applicable. Just like if you accept it upon yourself, the minog, the custom that some people have, not to have meat or wine during the entire 3 weeks, so ain't it's a chizmaklah, but you're allowed to wash then. So accepting upon yourself the tightness without accepting upon yourself other aspects, it doesn't automatically apply together. The issue footnote number 6 says the reasoning behind this is Sheni Yochel Lekabel Loves Hatainis Kodim Plaga Mincha. Why you can't accept the Tainis before Plaga Mincha? The name of the Ramban, he says Shalom Uila Kabbalah Ela Bizman Shebiyomim Shechiyuva Min HaTorah. That you can only accept something upon yourself, which if there's a chiv in the Torah, it would work. For example, on Yom Kippur, you have Tosefes Yom Kippurim, but it can't work before Plaga Mincha. So Tovia can't work before Plaga Mincha. The issue foot number 7 brings down Shekodim Plaga Mincha Ein HaKabbalah Mu'ila KeKabbalah Tainis. It doesn't work as a Kabbalah Tainis. However, it does work over here if you said I'm not going to eat through a neder, and therefore L'chei Nesa Rak B'Mashakibel Lo B'Mefurish. So if you said I'm not going to eat even before the Plaga Mincha, then it's like a neder, and you have to follow that. V'lo B'Shari Sur Menov B'Machlus Din HaTainis. But anything that would normally flow from being part of the Tainis doesn't apply because it's not a tainis. You've accepted upon yourself a neder not to eat. Then the Rambam continues and he says, "Miyu bechol on a regular weekday noagim lachlots min olam kodem shema baruchu." When you're davening ma'ariv and you are about to start davening ma'ariv and you're still wearing your shoes, so you should take off your shoes before you say baruchu. If it's Shabbos, v'mu Shabbos chotzen lachar baruchu. Since you're not allowed to have avelus on Shabbos, and by saying baruchu, now it demonstrates that it's no longer Shabbos, so until Baruch Hu you leave them on, and the Tzibur takes it off after Baruch Hu. However, one exception, Muvat Shliach Tzibur. The Chazan, he takes it off Shecholetz, Kodem Baruch Hu. He takes it off before Baruch Hu. He brings it down the name of Havlos Maimonios, and he should say before he takes them off, Rak Omer Tchilo Hamavdo Ben Kodesh L'chol L'chule, without a bracha, of course. He just says Baruch Hamavdo Ben Kodesh L'chol. This is brought down by the Minhagim in the name of the Marak, and that's the way the Chazan should conduct himself. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Hey explains to us that what the Rama is saying is Rotz Lomar, the Av Shemin Hogom Hayolis Palal Mariv Mibod Yom, even though their custom was to daven Mariv earlier, nevertheless, Mikomokum Li Achar Baruchu, who Bechla Laila Linyanse. It's only when they say Baruchu that now it's nighttime in regards to the din of the Tainis, and that's why they take off the shoes after Baruchu. And the Mariel Kosav the Yesh Lachlos Minolim called him Shochel Mesa Knesses. He said you should already switch into your non-leather shoes before you go to shul. Now, you're lecholtzum called Bein HaShemashos, and certainly you should make sure that you're not wearing your leather shoes during the Bein HaShemashos period of time. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav. He says if it's Shabbos, the Osir, you're not allowed to take off your shoes on Shabbos because Osir Shum Simna Avelus b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to have any aspect of Avelus on Shabbos. Well, you got Bem Yodam, but you shouldn't touch them with your hands because then you're going to need to wash your hands. The Tzarich Lito Yodam. However, Ubid the Evid, Ibn Ogat, if you did touch your shoes with your hands, Yenaka Yodav Bechomidi Dibnanke, then you can go and wipe your hands on something. We had learned previously that we don't have water available. We can wipe your hands on some other surface, and that will satisfy this requirement to a certain extent. Mr. Bruce of Kotan Zion says he's taken off before Baruch Hu. Why? Mit Me'atira, because the Chazan's going to be all bamboozled. He just said Baruch Hu, now he's taking off his shoes, and he may again, they often daven by heart, so we want to make sure he doesn't make any mistakes, so he shouldn't become bamboozled, so he takes them up before and then can set his mind straight. And in order that it shouldn't be that he's having inuy on Shabbos by taking off his shoes on Shabbos, that's why he says, Omatrila Hamabdil, he says, Baruch Hamabdil because Shchol, of course, as I said, Ubalo Shemu Malchus. He brings down from the Prima Gadim, he doesn't say Baruch Ata Hashem, he just says, Baruch Hamabdil ben Kodesh Lechol. Now, there's a very important number of Dirshu footnotes over here, which we'll try to go through most of them. Dirshu footnote number 8 brings down, when you're davening Marav on Matzah Shabbos after the Tzitzit Chochavim, so it's still Shabbos for you, but it's after the Tzitzit Chochavim, so he brings down from the Shilas Shuvah Salm L'Schayim that you don't have to take off your shoes at that point in time, and you only take off your shoes once you say Baruch Hu. And he brings down from the Ramah in Shabbos, Chotzim L'Achar Baruch Hu, you take off your shoes after Baruch Hu, even though Af Kimish Spalim Shikvar Kishvag Laila, even though it's already late at night already, you davening Marav late. Or Mishum Shkach Shkikibu Aleh Meikara Shibatishabov Shachob Motzi Shabbos Mishum Kedushas Tosef Shabbos. There is still a concept of Tosef Shabbos on Motzi Shishabov. Ain't Isra Nila Sandal El Lacha Baruch Hu. You still have to wear your shoes until after you say Baruch Hu. And this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish and his brother-in-law, the Stipler Goyin Zatzal. On the other hand, we have Reb Nissen Karlitz Zatzal telling us Shemisha Noi Kol Motzi Shabbos Kedasa Chazon Ish Shalol Uspal Arvis Ad 45 dakos lachar shkia. Oh, shafnoi lachar mikadasa benotan. For those that daven later than the absolute earliest time that you could say Shabbos is ois, and they daven at either 45 minutes or they daven at 72 minutes like the benotan, ain't a mechuv lachlos minolav azmanzeh. You're still allowed to keep your shoes on for this extra period of time that you're normally machmir. On the other hand, Rav Dublitsky Zatzal says that if you're machmir like the Rabbeinu Tam, you can't be mekel over here not to take off your shoes. The sheet of the gonim, you should take them off at the earlier time period. On the other hand, Rav Azaz Zatzal, Shaf Shemavua B'Ramo, even though the Ramo says, even though he says he's taking off the baruch, he says haminog shebetzeis haShabbos omim baruch hamavdi mikosh lechol uno limes minale tishabov v'kaya v'kach boil basic. He says those that are davening in shul, they're coming from their houses, so before they leave their houses, they say baruch hamavdi mikosh lechol, and they put on their tishabov footwear, and then they walk to shul, even though it's before baruch, they're allowed to do this. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees. He says, "Ain divrei Ramah amurim." When the Ramah is talking here, he says, "Only bizman shespalu arvis mibov yom. Only they davening marav early. Then you take off the shoes after you say baruch hu. Shulchein asur bechalitzas hanal ad diachah baruch hu. That's why you have to keep it on until after baruch hu. Abu bizmanein, and he says, "Shemespalu achatz yisachovim." That we all daven marav late. We daven after yisachovim. He says, "Yesh lachlotz hanolim takeif achar tchilas ben hashmoshos." He says, "You should take off your shoes after the ben hashmoshos." You have special shoes for Tisha B'Av. Don't put those on yet until after Tzeisach Kochavim. And then you can go to shul and daven Ma'ar while you're wearing those shoes. And this is all the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. And he brings down, Shebe'erev Tisha B'Av, Kishu Beveso, when he was at his house, it was Ma'am Ben Hashmoshes, during the Ben Hashmoshes period of time. Ve'eno Motzei Klal, Shevo Anoshim, and nobody else was going to come then. Lo Nechshav Avelis B'Fahesi. That's not called Avelis B'Fahesi if you take off your shoes. And therefore he says, you have Mechuyev to take off your shoes during that period of time. And this is also the opinion of the Shelos Achuvus Olet Zion. Albeit, he says, you should take it off in a way that doesn't look like you're doing L'Shem Avelus. For example, you're just taking it off in order to relax. Then he says, what the Ramah said, that which the Ramah said, you should take him off at the Baruch Hu. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says, if that's going to lead to a large hefsek, because it takes a while for people to take him off, then he says it's better even for the people in the shul to say Baruch Hamavdim Mikosh L'chol and take them off before Baruch Hu, so everybody can say them all together. Finally, he says, what about taking off your Shabbos clothing while it's still Shabbos and putting on your Vachendika clothing? So he brings down the Shelos Shuvus Olet Zion, and also the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv, both Zatzal, Shein Tzorech Lachlifim Kodem Tzeisach Kochavim. You're allowed to keep them on until Tzeisach Kochavim. Ah, he says, that the shoes are doing different. He says, Yaseh Zos Miyad B'Tzeisach Shabbos. But you should take them off once Shabbos is over. And this is all the opinion of Rabbi Zatzal. Shafa Poskim Shechmiru Shalom Yachlut Tzeisach Olim Kodem Mirz Baruch Hu. Even though they say that you shouldn't take it off before you say Baruch Hu, Ein Zeh Legabe HaNalayim. That's only for the shoes. Shem Nikeres Avelus. That's clear that it's Avelus. However, you're a big day chol, Efshur Gam Kodem Amirz Baruch Hu. He says you could take them off your Shabbos clothing even before Baruch Hu. And he says this is especially true, according to the opinion, say that you don't wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon. He brings down additional other opinion over here, but we have pretty much run out of time, so we'll stop the shir over here, and Mitzvah Shem will pick up tomorrow. This concludes today's shir.